there's one state agency that's going to be bearing the burden of the prison legislation if it passes. No, it's not the prisons department. It's called the Department of Community Correction, and David Eberhard is its director.
If this bill passes, yeah, it's going to have a huge impact on the Department of Community Correction. Obviously, alternative prisons are going to be a result of it.
The group that studied the state's prisons found that Arkansas was too quick to lock up nonviolent offenders, and it was keeping them there too long. In some cases, that's because the authorities didn't have confidence in DCC to supervise offenders. Representative David Sanders, a lawmaker who's been scrutinizing the legislation, says that has to change.
We want to make sure that parole is doing what it was intended to do, and that is to keep a close watch on people who have been guilty of committing some serious crimes.
The bill does beef up community supervision. It requires DCC to work on each offender's particular risks for reoffending. And if a criminal makes a technical violation, like failing a drug test, the bill would let DCC punish them in different ways, short of sending them straight back to prison. Director Eberhard says that will require a different mindset.
I understand that probation and parole officers have a law enforcement role, which is somewhat adversarial. But on the other hand, you have to be balanced. You have to recognize that you're engaging in life change with that offender.
Experts say this technique works if the sanctions for violators are swift and certain. Jake Horowitz works with the Pew Center on the States, which has a special initiative to help states revamp their correction systems.
We've seen states like Kansas and Texas do it before states even entered the current fiscal crisis. And since then, more than a dozen states have gone through the same process Arkansas is currently going through. And the results are in.
Horowitz says in those states, prison growth was halted, and some crime rates actually dropped. But look again. Kansas saw funding cuts to its supervision programs 2 years ago and is considering some again this year. A state representative there, Pat Colleton, says the results haven't been good.
We have seen between March of last year and March of this year, new crime, new commitments to prison go up 13%. They had been down 33% over a four-year period or so.
Colleton says the legislature didn't have the political will to protect the budget for parole supervision.
And since you can't let all the prison guards go, what you have to cut is the programming.
Arkansas's DCC director, David Eberhard, is very aware that doing this kind of supervision of offenders takes money.
You know, you can talk all day about evidence-based practices, but if you're not able to effectively engage in them, then people are going to recommit crimes and they're going to take up a prison bed.
Under the proposed legislation, higher fees on probationers and parolees will help, and the rest should come through savings from the prison system. Of course, that assumes lawmakers in the future will see value in the changes and keep the funding flowing. For FM 89 News, I'm Kelly McNeil.